Regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Mr. Crowley. Mr. Barakia.
Here.
Mr. Bombs.
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein.
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I need a motion and a second to approve the previous meeting minutes for November 10th.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Second, Bombs.
And roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Minutes have been approved.
And now I'd like to read the proclamation. Whereas Native Americans are a diverse group with a rich and multifaceted system of governments, languages, religions, values, and traditions, and during the month of November, we celebrate the culture and contributions of the first Americans. And whereas New Jersey has a rich past and a bright future, thanks to the varied contributions of the many tribes who have lived in our state, including the Nanakote, Lenape, Powhatan, Lenape Nation, Ramapo, Lenape Indian Nation, and intertribal American Indians of the New Jersey peoples. And whereas Native American men and women continue to be instrumental in all areas of life in the New Jersey, including government, business, the arts, medicine, education, law enforcement, and the military. And whereas for hundreds of years, the original inhabitants of Atlantic Highlands were the Lenape tribe who lived in and along our cliffs and creeks. And whereas the observance of Native American Heritage Month, we are encouraged to learn more about the Native Americans and work together with the Native American leaders for a greater future for all New Jersey residents. And whereas during Native American Heritage Month, Atlantic Highlands residents recognize and celebrate the culture and the heritage of the Native Americans and reaffirms our appreciation of the ideals which our first Americans held so dear now. Therefore, the borough of Atlantic Highlands Mayor and Council officially recognized November 2022 as Native American Heritage Month in Atlantic Highlands. We have no unfinished business, no workshop, so now we are going to move on to the public comments on the consent agenda items only. Mr. Romine, how many people are on Zoom?
Four attendees, Councilman Crowley just logged on, promoting
okay.
And no additional hands raised.
Okay. So it's 7:05. Ms. Clark. Okay. So questions?
Comments.
Oh, yeah. Anyone? Okay, so since there's no hands up on Zoom or in the room, I'm moving to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 167, authorizing engineering services for the 2022 road program. Resolution 171, donation of surplus property. Resolution 172, accepting membership into the 8 Atlantic Highlands Fire Department. Mr. Bombs. And Resolution 173, payment of bills, $400,089.98.
Make a motion to move it if we can pull 172.
172 is pulled.
A second, Murphy.
Okay. So, since I have a motion and a second for 67, 71, and 73, roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Sorry, yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
There he is.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
I'll move 172.
And I need a second.
Second, Dougherty.
I can't hold it.
I know. So, I know, I'm like looking at Steve. Okay, so we have a motion and second, now roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Resolution 172 is passed.
Thank you, Brian. Ordinance 14-2022, this is just the introduction for increasing membership for the Shade Tree Commission.
I'll move that.
Second, Dougherty.
And roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Ordinance 14-2022 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption, December 15th.
Okay, thank you. And now let's go to reports. Mr. Murphy?
Thank you, Mayor. Leaving police and fire for our councilmen. Jumping into first aid, the squad responded to 24 calls for the service for the month of November. This brings our total for the year to 246. This year's annual food drive and Santa runs will take place December 5th through the 8th. Routes will follow the DPW's sanitation schedule, but will be posted on the squad's Facebook page as well. Donations of non-perishable food goods is greatly appreciated. Former members of the squad keep coming back. The chief has recently received calls from three formerly active members looking to get back involved, which is great news for the squad and even greater news for the community. Quick story that the chief would like to share about his experiences this past weekend. Chief Huberty was driving home from an event late one night, sometime after midnight. And as he drove up Ocean Boulevard, he happened to notice an elderly woman walking, which didn't seem too peculiar, but as he stopped and got closer, he noticed she was wearing her pajamas. And so he stopped and did a couple wellness checks, got to speaking to her, happened to notice that she was 85 years old, had been out there walking since 5 p.m. I'm sure we can all remember how chilly it has been the last couple weekends. And she thought she was walking home to Portland Point. So thankfully, chief was able to get her into the car, get her warm, and get her back home safely. The point of the story that we want to make here is if you're driving around throughout the community and you see something that doesn't feel right or doesn't seem right, stop and do something about it, whether it's a simple phone call or another course of action. We ask that all of our residents take action in our community. Had the chief not stopped, this story could have ended in a much different way. So we thank you, chief, for your service and anybody else out there. If any community residents would like further membership information, please send an email address to info@ahfirstaid.org. Jumping into recreation, Mayor, as mentioned last meeting, signups for recreation basketball is now open till December 4th. Cost for the season for ages 2nd through 8th grade is $85. And for the Little Hoops program ranging in grades K through 1st, that cost is $55. To register, please go to ahnj.com under the recreation tab. This year's Christmas event planning has begun. The annual tree lighting will be on December 3rd, and that takes place from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. All are welcome. It's a fun time for all families. A little elf happened to tell me that a certain jolly fellow may be arriving around 4 p.m. in front of Borough Hall. So if interested with cameras in hand, please meet up there. House decorating contest is also beginning. To sign up, go to send an email to recreation@ahnj.com. Please sign up by December 17th. More details will follow. As of right now, we ask if you are going to register and sign up, please have your lights on between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Jumping into DPW, the Borough Garage has completed an interior LED lighting upgrade. This will help with electrical bills and greatly help the load on the portable generator during power outage events. Reminder, in the Borough Yard, there is a pumpkin recycling drop-off area. Also, there will be no sanitation pickup on this Thursday as well as Friday, as to the Borough offices will be closed for Thanksgiving. All leaf pickup zones are on schedule. There is a tremendous number of residents that continue to put brush and leaves out for pickup outside of their scheduled times. All zone-by-zone brush pickups has ended for the month of October. And wrapping up the DPW report, Mayor, Borough Yard is open for leaf and brush pickup between the hours of Monday through Friday, 6 to 4 p.m., and now on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. till noon. The yard will remain open on the weekends until December 18th, so residents may take advantage of the schedule. Please call Director Jimmy Phillips with any questions at 848-444-0067. That's it from you, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hohenleitner.
Thank you, Mayor. I was able to attend League of Municipalities last week along with everyone, including our attorney and Mr. Romeyer, so we were all there. And I had the opportunity, along with everyone who was able to attend on Tuesday, the Sustainable New Tuesday? Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday,
the Sustainable New Jersey Luncheon, where we received our certification for being certification for the bronze. So we were happy to carry around, have our badges that showed that we were newly recertified. And we had one of the highest number of points for silver, for bronze. So I do think that silver is going to be achievable in the near future. And I want to thank the green team. One of our members is here for working so hard on that, because we're very excited about hopefully moving up soon. I'm going to be pretty short on everything else because we've already had a meeting this month. But I did want to mention that Open Space will be meeting with the planner, hopefully before the end of the year, but if not in January. And that is not about the hypothetical property that we're potentially maybe going to acquire. It's about the property we actually are definitely going to be acquiring down on the waterfront. So we're very happy to be moving forward with the plan for that. And we will be seeking input from the neighbors. And all of us in Atlantic Highlands are neighbors to that property. So we're excited to be moving forward with that. And then just really two quick things, Mayor, if you'll allow it. I personally had an experience recently where a resident was in distress, and I was coming across Grand Avenue, and a resident, a senior citizen, had pulled into an intersection at the Grand, and was it Wesley?
Mm-hmm.
And either her car shut down, or she ran out of gas, or something happened, and she lost control of the vehicle. And thank goodness, Doug Romeyer, we had put in those new curbs on the Grand and Wesley, because that's what stopped her. Because if that hadn't stopped her, she would have been up on the lawn of the people who lived there. And the response from the Atlantic Highlands Police Department was very swift, but I couldn't see which landscaping company, one of the local landscaping companies helped push the car to safety. And I got the mayor on the horn, and Eileen Cusick, we figured out who her relatives were because she was very confused. And Officer LaBella and McDonald are getting a letter from me because it was handled so beautifully, and she was very shaken up. And our officers were incredible. Mm-hmm. And my husband was really good too. And then I can't help but acknowledge what happened in Colorado Springs on Saturday night. And all I'm going to say about it is one of the reasons that we try to put flags and show how inclusive Atlantic Highlands is because in many, many parts of the country, and indeed in New Jersey, LGBTQIA folks are not welcome. And when they find safe spaces, often they're invaded by someone who wants to cause harm. So the more that Atlantic Highlands shows that we are an inclusive and welcoming community, we are doing that service for our neighbors, our beloved neighbors. I just want to reiterate that. So thank you, everybody, for putting those flags up the last 3 years. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Dafferty?
Thank you, Mayor. So nothing to report this evening on the fire department. Nothing more to add to Councilman Murphy's EMS report, other than, and as Councilman Baums mentioned at the last meeting, the EMS task force will meet virtually on Wednesday, November 30th, with representatives from the Department of Community Affairs to answer the committee's questions about possible future solutions for the AH First Aid Squad. So And I'm looking forward to that meeting, and I believe the rest of the task force members are as well. I'll save planning board for the end. Environmental Commission will next convene tomorrow night, November 22nd at 7 p.m. here and on Zoom. Please join us. Shade Tree Commission, nothing to report, as the commission has not met since our last meeting. Parking Committee met last Thursday, November 17th. At that meeting, the group discussed ongoing issues with idling vehicles outside Atlanta Highlands Elementary during drop-off and pickup. Residents are reminded that idling is not permitted, so please, even during this cold weather, please turn off your vehicle as you're dropping your children off at school. The group discussed, among other topics, a proposed rebranding of the Parking Committee as the Mobility Advisory Committee, which would expand its purview beyond parking to all modes of transportation and mobility within the borough. I know that request has been sent to Mayor Gluckstein for consideration, so I hope we can make that rebranding a reality. And then finally, Mayor, Planning Board. So there was a special meeting scheduled for last Monday, November 14th, to discuss the recently introduced South Avenue redevelopment plan for consistency with the master plan. This meeting was postponed, and the next scheduled planning board meeting will take place on Thursday, December 1st. The redevelopment consistency review will not take place at that meeting. Let me say that again. The redevelopment plan consistency review will not be heard at the December 1st planning board meeting, as Mr. Fran Reiner of DMR Architects, who was the author of the plan, is not available that evening due to a change in his schedule. I believe Mr. Ferragina has more to add about the next steps with the St. Agnes redevelopment plan, so I'll turn it over to Mr. Ferragina.
Sure. So, in addition to what Councilman Dockery provided, I had a communication with the redevelopment planner, Mr. Reiner. I communicated to him that several residents expressed a need and requested an informational town hall meeting regarding this matter, which is the redevelopment of the Mother Teresa property. Mr. Reiner welcomed the idea, as did Special Counsel Michael Lapari. In order for the borough to schedule and accommodate this, I will be recommending to Mayor and Council to schedule such meeting in mid to late January to allow the borough reorg meeting to take place first and to have the new council members sworn in. That's the logical way to do this. As such, a new first reading would need to be conducted by the borough per law, because we would have a new council per se, because we have two new members, which would probably take place in February. This would result in a Planning Zoning Board consistency review, which is the process, the required process, of the new application after that time. So, I guess to recap those items in a more bullet point fashion, as the councilman mentioned, the 12-1 consistency review is off the Planning Board agenda. Number two, there will be a town hall, for lack of a better word, to discuss the plan with the mayor and council and the planner and the special counsel before it goes to the planning board for consistency review. And, residents will have the opportunity to weigh in and provide input and voice their concerns or support of such plan. That's it. That's all I have to provide on that matter.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Regina. I just have one thing to add, Mayor. So the December 1st Planning Board will be proceeding as scheduled. However, with three applications on the agenda, will be held in this room on Zoom on Thursday, December 1st at 7 p.m. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, a little early. The only thing I'll add to Councilman Murphy's report for recreation is, if you are entering your home for the Christmas decoration contest, take a picture of your house, and we'll take it, and maybe there might be a surprise coming up with next year's calendar for the town for a big winner, but we'll see. I don't want to divulge anything too soon, but there might be something fun coming up. Councilman Dockery covered parking. The only thing I will add is, I don't think I said this at the last meeting, but Mr. Senna, Mr. Stibe from the Planning Board, Mr. Ferragina, and myself all have a conference call where we're looking to take a closer look at the payment in lieu of parking and just sort of dot our I's and cross our T's on that piece of work that came through about 3 years ago as it relates to parking here in town. Technology and communication, the only thing I'll add is that we're continuing to make progress with culling down the content on AHNJ.com and hope to be able to go live with that either at the very end of this year or the beginning of next year. Also making sure for everybody that's here, one of the things that we really want to tackle is trying to get that software in place so that you can sign on to get agendas for any council meetings or commissions that are coming up in the month, and you get a push notification to your mailbox letting you know of any updates in regard to agendas for anything that you want to attend. In a similar fashion, the way SWIFT 911 works currently, that you can sign up for that. And also, Mr. Perugino and I have been talking with our vendor for the recently approved AM emergency radio system. Councilman Baraki has mentioned that his interest in wanting to be able to carry our council meetings on the AM radio, and there is a fairly new application that allows streamcasting, almost like a real AM radio station where you can hear live programming. And that would send not just the pre-recorded announcements, but we could broadcast live in the event of an emergency, or maybe even for something like mayor and council. People will be able to get that on various online platforms. So it's not just relegated to the AM radio waves, but also on a platform such as AHNJ.com. So and not much more money, and maybe it's a matter of shifting around some things that I wanted to put onto the system that we discussed putting on the system this year, and being able to go and upgrade for Streamcast for the same amount of money, not needing to change any request this year, but be able to upgrade the system a little bit in sort of a smart way. So the usefulness just continues to expand with this system, which I'm really happy about. And that is it, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilman Brock, yeah.
Yeah, and the just want to start with the harbor. November revenues are actually continuing to go up. The winter storage contracts have been out. It went out a little later than normal, but they're coming in. Looks like we're going to have another up year. Also, the docks are being winterized. Water's being shut off. Boats are going to be out by 12-2. And then it's going to get kind of quiet. So if you want to get on a boat, you got to do it before then, if you're docked. Finance audit's complete, waiting for the report to come up, and the department heads continue to work on the 2023 budget. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Councilman Baums?
Thank you. Just to expand on DPW, we all know they do a great job keeping track of the leaves, not keeping track of it, keeping the leaves out of the streets. The police department would like to ask, in conjunction with DPW, if you have a catch basin near your house, try to keep it clear, mm-hmm. because it does freeze up. Water does collect, especially with things freezing, getting cold as they were last night. It's also important not to park your vehicle on top of leaf piles, since a hot vehicle could start a fire. We don't want to see anybody's vehicles burning to the ground. As mentioned last meeting, our PBA Local 242 is participating in No Shave November for another week, with money going towards the American Cancer Fund and many other organizations. If you'd like to join and make a donation, you can go downstairs and see anyone at the police department. And as reported last meeting, our officers responded to a total of 1,425 calls for service, including 29 first aid calls and fire calls, and investigated 9 motor vehicle crashes. OEM Director Weimer sent out an alert earlier today about 26,000 mm-hmm. residents who were without power in Monmouth County. Luckily, we did not have many that were affected here, but it is happening. So, EMS Task Force, as Councilman Dougherty did say, the 30th, we will be having our meeting while we were down at the League of Municipalities. The mayor and I did attend a class called The Future of Volunteer EMS and Fire, which had members from the DCA as speakers. It expanded further on the grant, which we're going to be discussing on the 30th, which is a LEAP grant, and we'll have on the call with us Rick Riccadelli, the local assistant bureau chief, and Jacqueline Suarez, director of local government services, and that grant is coming out at the end of the month, so we're going to be interested in seeing how we can apply for that and what we can use. It is up to $150,000 for the first portion of the grant and $400,000 for the second portion. So that would be nice if we can get some of that money to help with our EMS. And last bit of information, Christmas trees should be arriving sometime after lunch on Sunday. We hope to have them set up and the Christmas tree lot in full swing, maybe by the evening if all goes well. So we'll have something up on Facebook as soon as they get here and get set up.
Well, thank you. Administrator's report.
Caught me off guard there, Mayor.
It's so fast. We're moving.
So, as was mentioned, the mayor and council, as well as myself and legal counsel, all attended the New Jersey League of Municipalities Conference. The mayor and I attended the mayor's luncheon with the guest speaker of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver. The mayor of Atlantic City also spoke at that event. We all attended the Sustainable New Jersey Luncheon to regain to continue our bronze certification. As was mentioned, we're itching closer to silver. New Jersey DEP Commissioner La Tourette spoke at that event, very insightful. We received two communications recently from Monmouth County Department of Human Services, Division of Behavioral Health. The first communication was to inform us that the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, the GCADA, has received a grant through the New Jersey Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services. They're announcing its intention to provide this additional grant to Monmouth County for the period of September 1, 2023 to September 30, 2025, in the amount of $70,562. The grant period will begin September 1 of 2023. Our allocation in Atlantic Highlands is $5,094.83. The grant does not require a cash match or an in-kind contribution, meaning that an entire lump sum will be allocated to the borough of Atlantic Highlands. So that's great. The second communication that we received from the same entity, the Monmouth County Department of Human Services, Division of Behavioral Health, was to inform us that the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse has issued their funding amounts for each county for the next grant year, which will run from July 1, 23 through June 30th of 2024. The funding amount for Monmouth County remains the same as it was for our current fiscal year, which is $282,216. The Atlantic Highlands allocation is $14,954.20. Our borough's cash match is 25%, which is $3,738.55. Therefore, the funding we would receive is $11,215.65. So that's some good news to report there for the borough. Other than that, just want to remind everyone, as I mentioned at the last meeting, that it's still running season. Please be careful while you're driving because there are deer crossing the streets, so to speak. And other than that, I'd like to wish everyone
there's a fox. I was driving on First Avenue past Borough Hall, and a fox ran across the street.
Now the fox are doing it.
They have no excuse. The deer are at least in rutting season. The foxes have no excuse. But I just want to end off by just wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving and encourage those who have the means and the time to do so to please think about contributing to a local food pantry or soup kitchen for the holiday season. That's it. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Senna.
No report. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Mr. Rollmeyer.
Thank you, Mayor. Many Mine Avenue Park is continuing to be improved. The playground equipment's in place. The court-in-place safety surface has also been installed at this point. Basketball court needs to be reconstructed. A little bit of sidewalk, perimeter fencing, and site restoration. So it's getting closer as we speak. The 22 road improvement program, we had a pre-construction conference today. The general contractor indicated the week of, on or about December 1st is the target date to start to attack a couple of the roads. We talked about the pending change in weather, so we're not going to let them get too far ahead of themselves with concrete work and not following up with pavement. So as the specific work areas become identified, what we'll do is get resident notice out in the form of door knockers by the contractor as they get into the different areas, and I'm going to work with the borough to get something on your website as well. That's all I have for tonight.
Thank you. So now we'll open it for public comment. How many people on Zoom?
16 attendees.
16 on Zoom? Thank you. Are there any public comments, questions?
Sarah Colasurdo, 20 Skyline Avenue. I wanted to, I was debating whether I was going to say something about what happened to me over the weekend where I encountered like an altercation in the parking lot of the town where a gentleman was, I should call the gentleman, a guy said to another guy, at the end of a heated conversation, effing F word, runs with maggots. It really upset me, and with, you know, Lori bringing up what happened in Colorado Springs, it just made me feel like there's hate, even in our community. It's not far, it's never far, and I'm just really grateful that you all are behind putting out the flags and letting people know in town that they're accepted and they're welcome, and for all the young people out there who are trying to figure themselves out and maybe come out. I hope they know that people in this town do not feel the way that person did in that parking lot. But on a happier note, I did want to recognize the Green Team and DPW. This year we did something a little bit new and different. We saw that there was an opportunity around Halloween with everyone having pumpkins to give their pumpkins a second life, not just a first life on your doorstep. Ellen O'Dwyer and I asked DPW to put together, or to help us put together a little like first year initial kind of pumpkin recycling program. And very swiftly, Jimmy Phillips and his team set up a pumpkin recycling area in the DPW yard, and people could drop off their pumpkins there. And there was an opportunity for, if it's a jack-o'-lantern and it's rotting, those will be composted. If they're whole pumpkins, we can do other things with them. Some people would like maybe want to take them, and you know, we came up with the idea of doing like bird feeders. We had those at the environmental fair. But also, we teamed up with a local farm called New Life. They're in Red Bank. They have pigs, and it turns out pigs love pumpkins. So a lot of the whole pumpkins went to New Life Farm. About 30 of them, I think, went to New Life Farm, and the pigs are pushing them around and chopping on them and loving on them, and so eating them. And I just wanted to say, I'm just hoping we can expand next year and let people know even more about it. This farm is a family farm. They're just 1 year old. They have chickens and pigs, and they're all sustainable and organic, and they get CSA approved. So I just wanted to recognize our DPW for being wonderful and responsive and having this fun thing for us to park with a local.
He can hear you. He's just.
Good job, Jim.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Mm-hmm.
Good evening, everyone. I'm in Cusick, 71 Ocean Boulevard. Looking forward to being part of your program very soon. I have two questions, and actually directed to Mr. Ferragina mostly. You mentioned there are a number of grants from the Department of Mental Health and Alcohol Services. Could you explain what those grants, what that money is going to be used for,
So the award has already been issued, right? So we're going to get that money. It does not stipulate exactly in the actual award letter what we are required to spend the monies on. However, to my knowledge, that's forthcoming. So there are parameters that we will have to follow from the county. When I get that information, I'll be glad to share them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe we have received this funding in the past before, so I can also look up how the borough has utilized those funds in the past and share that as well.
No, certainly makes sense to utilize it in something that's going to be beneficial to the community, but also a needed service. And I might be very interested in more legal people on that.
Absolutely. Yep. I look forward to that.
And the other question I had is actually to Eric. How are we going to get the information out about the contingency plan that's been changed, the dates have been changed? How are we going to get that out to the community, make sure that everyone is aware that there's going to be opportunities to speak with them.
Sure. So if there's a, when there, when the special meeting is scheduled for the community, the borough will do what it usually does in that situation, which is it'll go on the borough social media page, which we have a Facebook page. It'll go on the borough website. It'll be out in the hallway on a, on a, on the board. And then the mayor and council can also share it at will at their own discretion. So those are the primary ways that it is posted. Being a special meeting, we can also post it in the newspaper. Beyond that,
I would suggest we might want to use our front board.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There's a lot of people who get those questions.
So absolutely.
If I can just add to Eileen, because the matter was noticed for the planning board, it was noticed, so it will be carried officially at the December 1st meeting. So it will be announced from the board that it will be officially carried to a future meeting, and then that will be conveyed. The actual consistency review will be conveyed publicly that way.
Sure.
Thank you.
We have no hands on Zoom.
Okay. No hands. No hands. In the... No, I'm not. I'm just like shocked. That's all. So, okay. Since I don't see any hands.
There's no executive session.
And there's right? No executive session.
Executive session will not take place this evening.
Right.
So, with that, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, there's so much to be thankful for, whether you're sharing it with your family or friends that are family, enjoy the day and each other. So, thank you. And I need a motion and a second.
I'm Sean Murphy.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Crowley.
Yes.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Mr. Baum.
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Hey, John. Can you hear me? John.
Yeah.
Call me or when you get a chance. I got some stuff to go over with you for the website. I just thought about it.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll call you.